Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. After her best friend Izzy unexpectedly dies in a bike accident, Anna struggles to put the pieces of her life back together. Before she even has a chance to process what has happened, Izzy's cat, Booger, escapes from their Brooklyn apartment they used to share. As she turns her already unstable life upside down looking for him, a gnarly cat bite results in terrifying and surprising physical changes. The film Booger is about pain, trauma, loss, grief, and what's next. We're joined today by the director and writer, Mary Dotterman. Mary, welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very much drawn to films that have situations where, whether or not I've experienced it or not, it has characters that I can understand, relate to, root for, and certainly Anna fits the bill in that regard. She is, after the death of her friend, unexpected death of her friend, she is going through a lot. She's in a serious relationship. There are a lot of things going on in her life, her job, everything that can happen seems to be happening at the same time. So relatable character, unusual situation with a twist, and certainly that's what Booger is to me. Let's talk a little bit about what inspired you to write and direct Booger.
I had previously done a lot of short films that are kind of strange or surreal or uncomfortable or gross. And working on my first feature, I knew I wanted to do kind of a genre mashup that spanned comedy and kind of the supernatural in some way. I had a lot of small ideas that started cohering into one film, but at the time, emotionally, I felt like I had the most to say about female friendship and how important those relationships are to me. So that really became kind of the guiding emotion and experience of the film. While some of my wackier ideas, like barfing up hairballs and eating cat food, started kind of cohering to the film along someone's emotional journey of grief. Yeah, so I was experimenting with a lot of things at once, but it all came together over the years as I was writing a lot of different things for this.
Was there a moment in the process where you knew it was, because you had worked on short films prior to this, at what point in writing or just thinking about this as an idea for a film, did you know that it was going to be something that you could do as a feature?
So when I met my producer, Lexi Tannenholtz, I had two film ideas that I pitched her, and she was kind of the one who was like, from a production standpoint, I think we can pull off Booger, which really surprised me because I was like, really? There's like prosthetics. It's kind of crazy. Like this other one takes place on the course of one day. And she was like, no, I think Booger is the one. So we developed the film together for maybe another year and a half and just were really practical about how we could make it happen, what we could pull off and what the production could hold at our small budget level. So we were very tactical about it, but I think the core of the film has always remained the same. And I'm really happy with a lot of the big swings my team took to make some of my crazier ideas possible.
Yeah, exactly what you said. It is rooted in the very relatable, rooted in friendship, the loss of somebody so close to you that it upends your life. And that's what we see happening to Anna. Anna is a complex character, not necessarily likable all the way through the film. She has, because she's been through a trauma, she's going through a lot, but she was always relatable. She was always someone that you understood, you empathized with her, not necessarily all the things she said or did, but certainly the core of it, and that establishment of her as the main character is obviously critically important. What was it that you were hoping to get from Anna, from the performance, from Grace Glowicki, that you got from her? And what'd you want from the performance and her character?
Yeah, I feel like the kind of performer I was looking for this film needed to check a lot of boxes. I wanted them to be lovable and funny. I also wanted them to be convincingly going through something that's making them make horrible choices, but you still feel for them. And then the final piece is like, can this person kind of pull off acting like a cat, which is a crazy kind of wrench to throw in things. And Grace had been in her first feature, is called Tito. And it's a kind of mostly nonverbal performance that's extremely physical and weird and uncomfortable. She's like an icky, agoraphobic man. And it's so strange, but the things that Grace does with her body to convey emotion are just so striking and memorable. And I knew she could do this. So that was really like, we asked Grace and I was like, if she says no, I'm screwed. Like, it has to be Grace. And I'm so happy she was able to do this film and everything she brought to it, because I think she just proved, she could still surprise me all the way through and really understood this character and the story.
Absolutely. She does a great job. And to watch her unravel is a testament to her performance. But what's also a testament to the film is the fact that you surround her with a lot of very likable people. Her boyfriend, Max, the mother. Garrick Bernard, who's terrific in the role. Also, the character of Joyce, played by Marcia DeBonis, are people that just are hoping, they're pulling her towards the light here in the film. They want her to come back. And I just thought the supporting performances here are really, for me, what really, really makes the film sing is surrounding her with a lot of really good performances from these people. Again, I hadn't seen Garrett Bernard before. Let's talk about him and Marcia DeBonis and their roles as the Joyce and Max.
Yeah, Garrick is honestly, he's just like such a lovable guy. He kind of is Max. he's also a stand-up comedian, and he was in this really great series called Single Drunk Female. And I wanted someone who like you have a lot of love for, and you just are like, oh my God, Anna, he's there for you. But you understand that his caring is also not exactly what she needs right now. He's extremely annoying at the same time. Garrick was just perfect at all of that. He brought a lot of humor. He understood like, okay, yeah, I know how she feels about me and how I can be even more annoying, which was so great and so funny. And then Marcia DeBonis is incredible. Like, I feel like her access to her internal emotionality is just incredible. She really feels everything. And the first time we talked about this film, like both of us were crying and I was like, I don't know what's going on, but Marcia is Joyce. And I'm so lucky she was on this film with us, and her and Grace together was also just magical. Every time they were in a scene together, I would be tearing up at the monitor. It was like pretty incredible watching the pages of the film turn into this like really felt scene that was genuine and conveyed all the emotion I was trying to get.
Well, in terms of her performance, from the very first scene, she just is a whole nother volume level. It's a whole nother just kind of presence that she brings into the story that's immediate. She obviously has history with Anna, but just immediately you feel that connection, that intimacy, that she immediately locks into where Anna is and tries to talk around it. But I mean, it's just a really great performance all the way around. And I love Max. Max is just you couldn't ask for a nicer person to be with, right? I mean, just a great presence to him. The way Anna and Max bounce off one another, yes, it was that sort of, he was being too nice to the point of being annoying, but at the same time, he never pulled his punches. He continued to be who he is throughout that performance. So I thought it was just terrific. I'm going to go back to something you talked about at the very beginning of the conversation, which is about where this came from. And it sounds like this wasn't just something, this was something that's personal to you as well. I mean, this is something of a life experience for you, going through something in some ways similar to what Anna's going through. Was that difficult for you to write or to distance yourself from that? How did that, as a filmmaker and as a writer or an artist, how do you put that proper amount of distance to be able to tell the story?
Pretty much everything I've written before was either kind of like a farce or comedy wall to wall, or just like a little less emotional, for sure. So getting vulnerable was scary. And I definitely resisted it for a long time. But writing the film, writing from a personal place and pushing the film all the way through, I felt like it needed this personal piece to, well, one, like to work through it myself, and also to make this not just a short film anymore. This is a full film with a full story and a full emotional experience. Yeah, it's terrifying writing from a personal place. To me, it was also very cathartic and really interesting. I feel like making a character go through something gives you a more access to your own self and kind of more grace to your past.
Yeah, I would think so. Watching someone else experience, and that's maybe in quotes, experience what you went through, but there's a certain amount of distance or detachment, so you're able to kind of, or are you, I mean, I want to make sure I'm saying this correctly, but that you're able to kind of frame it in a way that reflects back to you, right? In a way that you better understand.
Yeah, I mean, well, writing a character that's going through something big emotionally, like I start writing and I'm like, why is she making this choice? And then I'm like, because I would have made that choice. Like, it's so much easier to like drop into the character and follow their story when you've been through that yourself.
Absolutely. I want to remind our listeners of speaking with Mary Dotterman. She is the director and writer of the film Booger, and it is coming out Friday, September 13th. You'll be able to see the film at the Lemley Glendale Theater. What a terrific theater the Lemley chain is in general, but also a lot of very cool and wonderful and interesting independent films are being released at the Glendale Theater. So it seems to have found a nice niche there. So, and you will be out here, right, for a Q&A?
Thursday the 12th. I'll be at the Glendale, yeah.
Oh, terrific. The 12th. In terms of now going from short films, now you're in a feature film mode, and the reviews have been very, very good for the film. So congratulations. It's got to feel pretty gratifying to hear the feedback, especially when you're putting out something as personal in nature as this. So how's that been for you as a filmmaker? How do you feel like moving forward? So gain confidence in your ability to do what you want to do.
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready to keep making more, but I've been writing. I'm excited. I feel like I learned so much on Booger about myself, obviously, and about this process. And it's really hard, but I love it. And I have more stories I want to tell. So that's exciting.
The film is being released through Dark Sky. So if people want to find out more about the film, they can go to darksky.com. I want to recognize your crew. I think the cinematography, obviously a lot of tight spots in the film, a lot of locations. I'm sure you guys were kind of a run and gun operation when you're doing this last shots at night, not an easy thing to shoot. Let's talk about your cinematographer in this.
Yeah, Kenny Sulamanaga shot this. We've been working together for a really long time, and he really understands my tone and visual sensibility. It is a claustrophobic film and there are a lot of really tight shots, and we were trying to make it as interesting and uncomfortable as possible. And I think he did an incredible job. So really happy to have made my first feature with Kenny.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to the entire crew, because again, I know how these films can be in terms of you don't have a whole lot of time for a lot of takes. You've got to get it first time and move on. And the performances throughout the film are all very, very good. So, all the best to you. I'm hopeful that next time, you know, you've got something out, you come and sit down with us again. But it's a really terrific film called Booger. We've been talking with the director and writer of this wonderful film, Mary Dotterman. Mary, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.